This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Three neighborhoods in Miami-Dade County have been identified as some of the top hotspots for COVID-19 cases in the state of Florida. In response, Miami-Dade County has been sending so-called surge teams to make sure that residents are doing what they need to do to prevent the virus from spreading. WLRN's Danny Rivero followed one of these teams in Miami yesterday.
Kathy Burgos has a dozen blue bags hanging from her arm as she walks the hot streets of the Alapata neighborhood. She stops a mom walking with her baby and gives her two bags of supplies.
Okay.
Inside are cloth masks that can be washed and reused, gloves, and information about where to get tested for COVID-19.
So every day we're hitting at least 70 homes. I know today we have a lot more homes to hit, around 140, I believe.
Burgos is the Division Director of Operations at the Miami-Dade Juvenile Services Department. Now, her role has changed to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Buenos días.
Esta me hacía falta, ¿tú entiendes? Que ahora cuando vaya a trabajar me pongo esta.
Patricio Pineda is happy to get a few bags for his family. He's a mechanic and says his masks keep getting too dirty to wear.
Pero que hay que cuidarse porque esto es de verdad.
Tú sabes que no vuelo nada.
Milagro Cecilia says almost her whole family has tested positive, and she's been home for weeks. She's talking to me through a fence from about 15 feet away. She says another neighbor who tested positive hasn't stopped leaving the house, and he needs to be educated. Kathy Burgos with the county knocks on doors, avoids dogs, and just generally chats people up. She gives them pop quizzes about how to stay safe, and corrects them if they're wrong on something.
There was a gentleman that was really, really informed, but his mask was under his nose. So I think that it's not only important to give, right, the supplies, but to also know that they know how to use it.
These surge teams are running in Miami's Alapata and Little Havana neighborhoods, and also in the city of Homestead. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Every spring, there's a theater class at Miami-Dade College where students write their own short plays. Then in the summer, the students take their plays from the page to the stage. This year, it's a little more complicated. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has the story. It's part of our series, Intermission, looking at how South Florida's arts institutions are staying connected with their audiences during COVID-19.
Theater Problems. That's been the title of this summer course at Miami-Dade College for years. Usually the students are working through the typical challenges of trying to act and direct and produce short plays. But this time around, the course has really lived up to its name.
The problem is huge.
Spoiler alert, it's COVID-19. And that's Aaron Alpern. He's a professor and the theater program coordinator at Miami-Dade College's Kendall campus.
How do you do a show? How do you perform? How do you have theater without theater? Which is the name of our show.
This year, the show is going on online. This is a rehearsal for one of the plays.
A two-woman play, an older woman and a younger woman, having a frank discussion about sex.
It's set in a bathroom.
Help! Help! I've fallen and I can't get up!
What happened? Are you okay?
Katie, I can't reach the wine bottle over there. It's essential.
You mean to tell me
that I ran
up the stairs and down the hall for a bottle of wine 2 feet away from you?
The actor takes a swig from the wine bottle. She's sitting in her bathtub. Her scene partner is sitting on the floor next to a toilet paper dispenser. They're not in the same bathroom, but it really looks like they are. They're on Zoom, and the camera shot is switching back and forth as they say their lines.
With no men around in years, this is the only enjoyment I get. I'm sure you have guys that need to sleep with them. You understand? God, the damage I would do if I still had your little body.
Miss Velma, what does having sex feel like?
Okay, good. Just stop there. I'll just give you a couple few notes.
The final performance of this one and five other 10-minute plays will stream live online, and up to 100 people can watch from home, maybe even from their bathtubs with a bottle of wine. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
The performance is tomorrow at 8 p.m. For more information about how to watch, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.